The United Nations has called the Rohingya Muslims the world's most persecuted minority. Fleeing persecution in Myanmar, the Rohingya see Malaysia, a Muslim country, as a potential safe haven. But Malaysia has not signed the UN Convention on Refugees, so the Rohingya find they cannot work legally or send their children to school, not even those who were born here. Activists estimate at least 18,000 have arrived in recent months. Most feel they had no option but to flee. A violent attack left Ayub Khan's arm and neck partially paralyzed.
I tried to run away from the mob, but they caught up to me and slashed me on the shoulder.
A mob killed these children's parents, while this woman says human traffickers killed her husband as they fled with their children via Thailand to Malaysia.
In my country, there's so much killing, torture, and violent attacks. There was no alternative to stay there. I had to leave the country and head to Thailand.
Iman Hussein left on a ship with some 400 others.
After that, threw the on the ocean. Mostly, at least 55% have been dead.
About 40,000 Rohingya in Malaysia are registered with the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, giving them some protection from arrest and deportation. But activists estimate at least that many may remain unregistered. New arrival Naima hopes to leave Malaysia.
If I stay here, I will not be able to send my kids to school, so I want to be resettled to another country.
Rohingya activist Muhammad Sadiq estimates only about 1,000 Rohingya have been resettled to date.
Many of the refugees are waiting for more than 3 decades. They are still remain in the same conditions, without having any hope. So the UNHCR should resettle them as soon as possible.
A slim chance, perhaps, but life as a refugee living in poverty on the margins of Malaysian society is still alive. Something many here say is an improvement from where they came. Mahi Ramakrishnan for VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.